Attention, my friends. We have a couple of very exciting announcements. We're taking our show on the road, and you can now find us on bookshelves. Stay tuned at the end of this episode for all the details. Our lead-in episode for this month, The Story of Adam Rayner, is a brief vignette surgically extracted from our show, Strange Anatomy. It was taped live at the Slipper Room in New York City on the eve of Halloween, 2016. The following story is a true one. The year is 1917. It is 3 years into the First World War. The place is an army recruiting center in Graz, the second largest city in the former Austro-Hungarian Empire. A young man of 18 has been patiently waiting, and now it's his turn to be seen. But before he can even utter his name...
Oh, my!
Why do you laugh, sir?
I'm sorry, young fellow. I'll admit you have quite a sense of humor coming in here like this.
But, sir, I want to enlist to serve for the honor of our country.
I apologize. What is your name, my little friend?
I am Adam. Adam Rayner.
Adam Rayner, I am sorry. Fellow, I admire your patriotism and willingness to fight for our homeland. You must understand why we couldn't possibly... I mean, how tall are you, my son?
4 feet and a quarter inch, I believe.
You are a dwarf, Herr Rayner.
I know this, but I thought perhaps...
I'm sorry, we cannot enlist you.
But there must be some way in which I can serve our...
I said that I am sorry, young man. We are quite busy here. Please step that way. Thank you.
This has been the story of Adam Rayner for much of his young life. Frequent rejection and isolation from all corners of society only exacerbates his despondency. And the only thing that weighs more than the burden placed upon his soul is the burden of living in his own body. He is trapped in it.
Dear Lord, please, if it be your will, let me be like most everyone else. Free me from this pain. I beg of thee.
Could it be that such a prayer might have somehow been heard by some greater power and then answered? Now, I'm not an authority to speak on such mystical matters, but I can tell you with complete certainty what happened to Adam Rayner once he reached the age of 21.
Do you see that lad over there?
Yeah, a good-looking chap, I would say.
Do you realize who that boy is?
No, I've never seen him before.
Yes, you have. That is Adam Rayner.
Impossible. Adam Rayner is a dwarf.
He was a dwarf.
But now he's...
normal.
But how?
How, indeed. But the joy was, no pun intended, short-lived. While Adam now looked and lived like an average person, this growth spurt continued for the following 10 years. He grew from a mere 4 feet to over 7 feet tall. The doctors of the day had never seen anything like it. But there was a scientific explanation for this seemingly miraculous manifestation. A physician, one Dr. F. Weinholz, examined Adam Rayner and arrived at the following conclusion.
We found a sizable tumor on Herr Rayner's pituitary gland, which, in addition to the patient's excessive bodily growth, has caused blindness in his right eye. As a result of this growth, he also suffers from curvature of the spine. It is a rare form of a condition called acromegaly, which results in gigantism. But as far as we know, at least, this has never happened to a person who at one time classified as a dwarf. It is quite remarkable and has caused quite a sensation in our medical community. The mysteries of the human body continually challenge us, but this...
The tumor was later surgically removed by Dr. Weinholz, but even that did not completely stop Adam Rayner's body from growing. Aside from suffering from partial blindness and deafness, he was greatly weakened by his condition. He ended up spending much of his life confined to his bed. His body, which had tormented him with two separate cruel burdens at opposite ends of the spectrum, finally released him from further misery in 1950, when he died at the age of 51. At the time of his demise, he measured 7 feet, 8 inches. To this day, he is the only human being in recorded medical history to have been born a dwarf and died a giant. Join us on this journey as we visit the wonders, the blunders, the terrors, and the errors of our human physiology. We dare you to realize how little we truly understand about the enigma we call the human body. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
If you enjoyed this little appetizer, it's fair to say, dear listeners, that you'll also love the other creepy courses we'll be serving you this month, all original radio plays that draw from this theme of strange anatomy. If you're in New York City, be sure to catch our next show, Siblings, taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, November 27th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale at slipperroom.com. If you love and enjoy this show, folks, there's a super simple way to help us stay healthy and strong. And it doesn't cost you a penny. Rate and review us on iTunes. That's it. It would mean so much to us. Now down to those details I mentioned. On Sunday, December 4th at 3 p.m., we will perform our first out-of-town live taping at the gorgeous Bickford Theater of the Morris Museum in Morristown, New Jersey. It will be our annual Holiday Haunts special. We promise some new surprises as well as some frighteningly fun appearances of automata from the museum's Murto Guinness collection. The show is all ages and tickets are on sale at morrismuseum.org. And we're happy to announce that one of our favorite radio plays, Eliza's House, performed as part of our Ghosts of New York episode last season, was selected for inclusion in the Morris Jumel Mansion Anthology of Fantasy and Paranormal Fiction. Published by Riverdale Avenue Books, it can be purchased on Amazon.com and found at select bookstores. Our show is brought to you by Fireside Mystery Productions. This is Ali Silva, reminding you with a word and a whisper to mind the shadows.